News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Every single day on non-refundable airfares. That's according to stats from the Irish Travel Agents Association. Travel journalist Owen Corrie, you have the details. How much exactly are we losing every day?
Hi, good morning, Shane. Well, it's over 600,000 euro a day from Dublin alone, probably just under 800,000 euro a day from the other airports, who are all up and running since July the 1st, but to a lesser extent. The way this worked out, Shane, is that until now, most flights were cancelled. Once the flight is cancelled, the airline has to give you a refund or a voucher or get you another date to get to where you're going. Once the flight runs, the problem is now with the consumer, you're treated as someone who didn't show up. This is, as listeners will be very familiar with, a huge issue because the Department of Foreign Affairs advisory is still against all non-essential travel to every country in the world. The green list of countries that we were expecting yesterday won't be published until July the 20th. But as far as the airlines are concerned, you decide not to travel, you're a no-show.
Okay, this is all the airlines who are charging this? It's not just one or two?
Absolutely. I mean, the two big operators out of Ireland, Ryanair and Aer Lingus, would be the ones with the biggest numbers out there. Ryanair put about 40% of their schedule back on Wednesday of last week. Aer Lingus have postponed most of their return to the skies to around August the 12th or mid-August. There are other airlines all operating as well. I mean, it's been a week of openings in Dublin Airport. Air Canada returned on July the 2nd. We had Newark came back last Tuesday. Tomorrow, the Dallas-Dublin flights return. All of these flights are returning because the aviation scheduled them, expecting Ireland to open in common with the rest of Europe, which all more or less took place on June the 15th. But we are increasingly becoming standalone in the way that we haven't approached opening up our aviation.
Now, have consumers any comeback? Is there anything they can do in this scenario?
It's an interesting one that will play out for months to come, Shane, because the insurance companies, in theory, should be able to compensate people. If there is government advice not to travel, that means that you can't travel, and the travel insurance, while it won't cover you while you're out there, if you have a disruption cover, should cover the cost of the lost flight. What's been happening, as with a lot of the COVID-19 stuff, is quite different from what's set out in the terms and conditions. They've been sending people back to the airlines. Some of the airlines have been more compliant or more generous in giving refunds than others. But at the moment, you're being passed from one airline to insurance company and back again.
Okay, so chances are a lot of those people are not going to get money back. Is that
fair? I would say it's unlikely, because the nature of the way the skies have reopened, with European advice conflicted with local health advice, would mean that there's a lot to be argued in the court cases. Certainly the Ryanair policy is that while, you know, they've allowed new changes on new bookings since July the 1st, that was really to stimulate the new level of demand, they are not allowing changes on existing bookings. That's a huge problem, because the change fees can amount to hundreds of euro, plus the extra cost of a flight, which was quite empty when people first looked at it in January on the internet, and now has a lot of transferred people into it. It is a big, big issue for consumers. The holiday obviously is a big expense for people, and while the government is telling them not to travel, they're facing the loss of all the money they paid for it.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Owen Corrie, editor of Air and Travel magazine, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. No.